Whether you lost your job, had your hours cut, or you're still employed, there's a lot of uncertainty to go around now about employment and the economy. COVID-19 has affected how we spend and save our money, and there's no better time than now to look deeper at your finances. Hi, I'm Olivia, and today we'll be talking about how you can assess your financial health and make the most of your money. First, keep track of your spending. Even if your finances are in good shape, it's a good idea to see where your money's going. You can use an app, like Mint, to keep a spending diary, use the notes feature on your phone, or keep a physical notebook. Then, analyze your current finances. Go through your accounts and ask yourself, what have you been able to save? What debts have piled up? How has your spending changed since the pandemic started? For example, while some of you may not be driving to and from work, you might find yourself spending more on groceries since everyone is at home now. By assessing where you are currently, you can identify whether you can allocate more towards savings or if you just need to focus more on not spending as much on things like takeout or entertainment. Many apps can make tracking your spending and managing your accounts easier. Next, manage your debt. While it may seem tempting to take advantage of those low interest rates, it's best to avoid any new debt. There are also some existing programs that have temporarily waived payments. For example, the federal government has paused student loan payments for a period of time. Look into any other potential programs like this one. Continue dining in. During the pandemic, eating at home has become the new norm, and you've maybe noticed that you're saving some money since you're not dining out as much. You may also be saving because you've been able to cut back on lunch outings and morning coffees. And then lower your monthly expenses where you can. Depending on where you are financially, you may need to start cutting things out immediately. Here are some easy ways to lower your monthly expenses now. Streaming services. Consider paying for only one service at a time and cancel any services you aren't using. Internet and phone provider. Call to see if there are any promotions, discounts, or deals you can take advantage of. A friend of mine does this on the regular, and they're not only saving each month, but they've upped their internet speed and even got a full year of HBO Max for free. Car insurance. Call your car insurance to ask about discounts or increase your deductible to lower your premiums. We may not know much about what the next few months will hold, but you can be proactive and take steps to ensure your finances are in the best health they can be. I'm Olivia. Thanks for listening.